time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, your Spartans are ranked sixth in America on the men's side, and they're leading the Big Ten. I know that makes you happy.
Well, I'm pretty excited. I love to watch this young group really come forward. You can see Coach Izzo's pretty excited, and yeah, great day to be a Spartan, a great weekend. You know, if you look at hockey, girls, basketball, you look at men's basketball, it's one of those, wow, great time to be a Spartan.
All right, Dr. Braccio, as Michigan becomes one of the focal states in the primaries for the Republican parties, especially for those seeking the presidential nomination to run against Barack Obama, leadership and what that means is a focal point. You recently received an email from folks who were arguing exactly what leadership may be. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, everyone has a different view on leadership, Tony. To me, a leader has to be able to present a vision, has to inspire people to want to take part in completing the tasks and activities that relate to the vision. And the leader has to be able to motivate the person, has to work with them. The person must be trusted, must be respected, has to give wisdom and understanding in a positive way, has to see the value in everyone, has to be honest, and also really, for those that can't do the work, has to let them know that and help them parachute somewhere else or just move out of the way in a way. But the key thing is to lead, be able to really have people want to follow you and be with you. You don't have to be charismatic, but you have to be competent and present a view and a vision. And this, what I've just said, doesn't sound as complicated as it is in actual practice, but leaders are hard to find, and many people want to control, dominate, push, think they know everything, and if you try to lead that way, you will never be effective.
Are they born, or can they be made?
Combination. I think certain people certainly have traits, as we know, with anxiety, with depression, that if people have tendencies, okay, in certain directions, but it's the honing and developing of whatever skills that we have that turns the person into the effective leader. As Churchill said, woe be it to the person that when the public calls is not prepared. So we always have to work on being prepared. Obviously, part of this is genetic. We certainly don't know what percent, but clearly I would say 75% is what we develop and what we work at in the course of living a life.
Dr. Braccio, what can we do to help our kids become better leaders?
I think we have to model. We have to model good behavior. We have to model the types of honesty, the types of positive leadership, the active listening, allowing them to make good decisions, work with them as they're learning to lead, to grow in their lives. Like when you with your two children, you try to help them learn to observe. And I think random acts of kindness, I think, are always helpful because you see you're helping people. People see that. You become a leader. Then people ultimately come to you, and they want you to give good advice. So being the good person, teaching people how to be good, teaching people how to be helpful, and having people learn and help others and help yourself, learning all along the road of life, that's a good way to become a leader, be able to deal with most types of people, personalities, call it what you will. Those are key things to do, Tony.
You have a few historical quotes that you can share with us about leadership.
Well, these are some things that I thought would be helpful in our newsletter at Dr. John B. We send these out to people. Aristotle would have said, he who never learned to obey cannot be a good commander. I think that is very true. Proverbs, where there is no vision, the people perish. Napoleon, a leader is a dealer in hope, and that is really true. Martin Luther King, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. James Thomas, an eagle was never yet hatched from a goose egg, and I think there's a lot of truth in that. John Adams, if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. You can see there's a lot of these. Garibaldi, the old Italian patriot, a bold onset is half the battle.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Braccio. Happy Fat Tuesday.
Listen, good talking to you, Tony. Bye-bye.